Oh, man, Mike, we could just let that run. Oh, good. I know. That is fantastic. The name of the song is Kale. We're going to talk about the group in just a second. Sean Stone is here. We should note that our buddy Carl Blackwood is a little under the weather. Normally, he'd be with us today. He's under the weather. So Sean is here, as he always is on Thursday. We didn't know if we'd have a show. We have a show today because the fun drive ended when it did. So we're thrilled about that, and good to see you. Thank you very much.
Nice to be here.
Sean is here to tell us what's happening on area stages and screens, and as he does and has done for so many years, you tell us what you have seen.
I saw a movie called Bad Times at the El Royale. It's astonishing in one way that someone in 2018 wanted to make a movie structured like a Quentin Tarantino movie in the mid-90s. I mean, it has the chapters, it has the weird flash forwards and flashbacks, and the story's sort of told out of sequence at times. And I thought, remember how after Pulp Fiction, for like there was three years between Pulp Fiction and Jackie Brown. So for 3 years, there was this ocean of horrible movies that tried to be Tarantino movies. This one's good.
It's
excellent. Just, you know, 23 years later. it's set in it's set in the 60s. It's a motel that is on the in the Sierra Nevadas. It's half in California and half in Nevada. And Jeff Bridges is a priest, allegedly, and John Hamm is a salesperson, allegedly. And all sorts of strange things start to happen. The director, Drew Goddard, also did the sort of revisionist teen horror movie Cabin in the Woods. So this guy likes hidden spaces and secret realities. So nothing is what it appears. And there's a point in the movie where you think, is every character going to be dead a half an hour before the movie's over? And then Chris Hemsworth comes sailing.
Which sometimes you want that to be
exactly,
the case. Yeah.
Exactly. And then Chris Hemsworth comes sailing into the movie as a Manson-type figure. And he's having way too much fun. And it actually turns out all right. For a while there, you're thinking this movie is going to go right down the chute. But it doesn't. It turns out okay.
Bad Times at the El Royale. Excellent. All right. What else? So then we get to what's happening and what's going on in the big world.
Yeah, they're showing a movie tonight at the Mahawi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, 7 o'clock tonight, Field of Dreams. Now, I know that this stuff gets scheduled months in advance, so it's just their bad luck that the Red Sox are playing, right?
Yeah.
You know? What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
But go see it. all you people who don't like baseball, go see it. Maybe you'll like baseball afterwards. Also tonight at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall in Troy, it's an evening with Kathy Mattea. She's back on tour. She had some voice problems. She worked through them. That's the subject of her most recent album, and she's getting great reviews. Tomorrow night at the University Art Museum, that's on the Uptown campus of the University of Albany, it's the opening reception for the two shows they have up. The first is the 2018 Artists of the Mohawk Hudson Region, which is a big regional show. And then Flow, which is works by alumni artists from the Mohawk Hudson exhibitions from 2009 to 2017. The reception runs from 5 to 8 p.m. I think there's an award ceremony at like 6:30. And the show runs through December 8th. So if you can't go tomorrow, there's still have time to see it. But tomorrow's the big deal. Friday night at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs, it's the Chandler Travis 3-0, which is a whimsical, you know, name, you know, instead of Chandler Travis Trio.
Yes.
3-0. But he's a whimsical guy.
I love whimsy.
He's good at it. I've actually never seen the 3-0, but I have seen his big band, the Chandler Travis Philharmonic, and it's a quirky blend of his very good originals and really odd cover choices, and they're wonderful musicians. It's a good time. Also, Friday night at the Egg in Albany, the dance series continues with Ballet Hispanico, and it's all works by contemporary Latina choreographers.
Very good.
Very good.
Go ahead.
Friday at the Low Beat here on Central Avenue in Albany at 8 o'clock, it's Anders Parker and Cloud Barge. Anders Parker is sort of a legendary indie singer-songwriter. He's been around a long time. You know how in the weather reports they used to mention how the weather was in the Nunavut territories?
Yeah.
He lived there for a couple of years.
No, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, how much of an indie smoldering guy do you have to be to live in the Nunavut territories?
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, there you go. Saturday night in Albany at the Eighth Step, which is not at Proctor's this time. It's at Capitol Repertory Theater on North Pearl Street. The legendary Holly Near will be performing. It's a CD release show. She has a new album called Holly Near 2018, and that's at 7:30. We were talking about a few things 80s before the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Emo Phillips.
My God, I this is what I've been waiting to talk about. He was of our time when we were growing up in the 80s, he was everywhere. He was one of those of the Leno, Seinfeld, Carol Leifer, Richard Lewis school of comedians, Louis Anderson, Dennis Miller, that group, and was in the clubs. And he would come out and he'd just sort of wander in this weird falsetto voice and the strange haircut, and he would kind of drift.
Yes.
Drift from topic to topic, and but very funny. And so then I don't know. It doesn't seem that long ago, but maybe it was 4 or 5 years ago. I saw him open for somebody, and I wasn't expecting him to be the opener. And he came out, and he was as delightful. I was shocked because you wouldn't think that that would be an act that would age well.
Right.
Because, you know, like Pee Wee Herman, you know, after a while, you know, how does that age?
Well, I always thought of him in that cadre of eccentric comedians that were guests on Letterman's Late Night. You know, so I always thought of him with Bobcat Goldthwait and Brother Theodore and Judy Tenuta, people who would come out and just, like...
Even Gilbert Gottfried.
Even Gilbert Gottfried, who seemed to come from outer space.
Right. And they would come in, and it was an act.
Yes.
And you know, and then how do you keep that up for 30 years? Well, he has.
He has.
I find that to be fascinating. So he comes out. He still has the bowl haircut.
Still does.
Yeah. And he looks good. And he comes out. So he's going to be, now you were mentioning that he's going to be in Saratoga on Saturday night, right?
Yeah, at the Comedy Works.
And then he's going to be in Kingston tomorrow night.
Ah.
And then tonight he's at the Iron Horse in Northampton.
Good golly, he's busy.
So you have all kinds of, and then weirdly, where I used to live in Pennsylvania, the Sellersville Theater, he's going to be there on Sunday night. But that's a little far, but it is.
Well, golly,
yeah. So if you get a chance, it's still very, very funny, and especially how do you say this? Sometimes when you see people that you haven't seen in a long time, it can be sad.
Yes.
This won't be sad.
No.
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 No, at least in my opinion. Again, it's been 4 years. Maybe it's gone into the sad category, but it wasn't a few years ago.
No, not at all.
All right. Emo Phillips and guests.
And guests.
You got to wonder who he's going to bring with him.
Who knows?
Who travels with Emo Phillips?
And the intro music, the song Kale by Sharif Keys and the Groove, they're going to be at Mass Mocha's Club B10 in North Adams Saturday night at 8 o'clock. It's going to be cabaret-style seating. They advise you to bring your dancing shoes, which, if you heard the music, plenty of opportunity for dancing.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
And it's fun. It's fun music. He's from Brooklyn, by the way. Bunch of new movies. We have Halloween. The premise of this is that it's a direct sequel to the first film. They've wiped out the history of all the 10 sequels in between.
Okay. So this is sort of like a Dawson's Creek where we just forget that those other seasons took place and we just get back to where we care about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pam wakes up.
All right,
basically
that's good.
And Jamie Lee Curtis
is in it.
John Carpenter is not the director. The director is David Gordon Green, who is one of the most has the weirdest career of any contemporary director because, you know, he started out making these really intense indie films and then he made, you know, Pineapple Express. So this guy is a real genre hopper, so it'll be interesting to see what he does with the slasher genre. Then you have The Hate U Give, which is a contemporary urban drama about an African-American teenage girl who's going to a white suburban school, and then she witnesses a policeman shoot a guy. And it's all about the social and personal drama that ensues from that. Then we have The Sisters Brothers, which is, of course, a comical name, which is sort of a comedy violent Western starring Jake Gyllenhaal, Joaquin Phoenix, John C. Reilly. John C. Reilly and Joaquin Phoenix are the Sisters Brothers, and their job is to go out and kill people for Rutger Hauer.
What did I just see? I just saw an interview with John Reilly. Oh, he's playing, they're in the war. He's in the Laurel and Hardy movie. Did you see that?
I saw a picture, yeah.
Yeah, they put a still out.
Coogan, right?
Yeah.
Steve Coogan.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's playing Hardy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it looks, I know this isn't what you're talking about, but it looks really, I mean, just the pictures look amazing.
Yeah, if anybody could pull it off, I think he could.
Yeah. Well, he's a good actor.
Yeah, and he's getting the ace reviews of this movie, too, because he's the less evil of the two assassin brothers. Joaquin Phoenix is the drunken jerk.
Well, you can never like him.
No, so you have to have somebody likable among the two of them. Exactly, you know.
All right, what else?
The Old Man and the Gun, Robert Redford, based on a true story of a elderly, gentlemanly bank robber.
And this is his final, right? He's claimed that this is it for him.
He's sort of walked that back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He sort of walked that back. But he's...
So this movie's doing well.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's got a great cast. Sissy Spacek is in it, and... Casey Affleck and there's two or three other really good actors.
Yeah,
and then Free Solo, which is a movie you couldn't pay me to see, about
is it the
climbing the mountain? It's a documentary about a guy who climbs a mountain without ropes.
Oh,
which I don't want to see that. I don't want to sit there and worry if this guy who's compelled to do something like that is going to die.
Well, you have to worry if you don't worry. That's the problem. If you don't care about the guy, then that's the issue, right? You feel
exactly.
Horrible.
Then you've passed the sociopath test. But no, I can't
Free
quite reach
Solo.
Yeah, no.
I
no
thought
thanks.
That this was a sequel to Solo.
I'm pretty sure there isn't going to be any sequel to Solo.
So I was on vacation last week, and I downloaded that so I could watch it on the plane over. And this is Solo, and I pressed the button, and it didn't play. And it said it was downloaded, but it didn't play. And then I thought, and then I realized that Apple had given me my money back because there was some issue. So. I tried to, then I thought long and hard when I got home if I wanted to rent it again. And I'm like, I'm good.
The main thing I took away from that movie, which I think I'm one of the few people who enjoyed, I enjoyed the story, was that it was very, the cinematography was very dark and murky. And I can't imagine watching it on TV.
It's Ron Howard.
Well, he came in halfway through, you know. What are you going to do?
All right. Well, Sean Stone is with us, and we love having him here. You can see the entire list by going to wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable. Emo Phillips.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great week. I'll see you next
too.
Week. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.